If you don't have the guts to stand on that, get away from the gospel and get away from the church. Because you ain't fit for the kingdom of God, because you can't stand under the heat and the microscopic examination of the true body of Christ. You got compromise all in your soul. And you know what the main thing that does you in? You know the thing that's going to damn a lot of people and it's going to curse them forever before God? Their silence. Your silence will damn you. When you're in a group of people, your silence damns you. You didn't speak up when they said what they said, and you knew that was wrong, but you kept your mouth shut. You agreed with them. Silence speaks louder than your words. You compromise through and through. You a hypocrite. And you think God has given you a pass? He put you there to represent him in front of them. And you forsook Christ by your silence. You guilty of sin because you didn't speak up to be contrary against that witch just trying to dominate that room. And you talking about you not afraid. You're bold as a lion. I believe this thing. You are believing lie. You think about one person, self. Can't stand against my mama. Can't stand against my auntie. Can't stand. You just the only one right in a family reunion with 500 people. I'm just right. What I said was just true. I don't care how many of y'all don't like it. I don't care how long grandmama been a pastor. Somebody right and somebody wrong. If you speak not according to the law and the prophets, you are cursed. Stand, having done all to stand. You stand with the Lord will stand with you. You stand with the Lord will stand up in you. And you'll have the boldness of Christ in you because you made a stand. But when you become milk toast and you wither away, you just denied the Lord by your silence. He can ready to put some folk front and center to make you have to represent it. And we're going to find out just what you made of for real as opposed to being a mentally ascended hypocrite. Last scripture, Matthew 10. The last work of doctrines of demons. I told you it's ride or die now. Either get with the Lord or you're going to have to be damned and die with Satan in an eternal hell. I got to pick my poison. Either I ride with the Lord and I die to the flesh, or I ride with Satan and I die eternally. It's ride or die any way you do it. It's who I'm riding with. Who's driving the car? I'll be hated here in a temporary state, or I'll be cast away from God and damned forever eternally. I got to pick my poison. Which one is most important to me? But when you shut your mouth in front of those folk like you've been doing, don't claim to be loving the Lord and in this thing right here. And you can pray till you turn blue. But man, he's not going to answer your prayers because you deny him. You won't represent him before men. So your prayer's going to answer because he said, I'll deny you before my Father. When you pray, I can't talk to the Father for you because you deny me before men. Only when you represent him before men will he go to the Father for you in intercession. Your prayers are hindered because you are ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and ashamed of Jesus Christ in public arenas.